In Turkey, he said, the World Food Program is the United Nations organization supporting refugees through a voucher system.
We are distributing through a voucher program developed by the Turkish Knowledge with the support of the World Food Program, assistance to 13,000 refugees. This is today, and we are moving forward up to the end of the year to reach 40 to 50,000. And by June 2013, we plan with the Turkish Red Crescent to reach 100,000.
A similar voucher scheme is in effect in Lebanon. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is also assisting refugees in Lebanon. Spokesperson Melissa Fleming says, however, that refugees are still struggling with high prices.
Just to note what the refugees tell us in Lebanon, as you know, none of them are living in refugee camps. They're living in local communities, and they are struggling to make ends meet because they do live on the open economy and they complain of high prices. We're trying to help them through the provision of assistance, depending on their circumstance, but that is a common complaint, a common concern in Lebanon.
Mr. Belghazmi says that in Syria, a country which used to export food, there are indications that food now has to be imported. He pointed out that food is being provided to the country on a humanitarian basis and without political distinction.
We have full support that we can have access to Syrian without any distinction. You will ask me, do you provide food to this area occupied by the opposition? I can confirm to you the answer is yes. How do you monitor that? We have a monitoring system. We talk to the drivers, we talk to the refugee in the neighboring country, we talk to ICRC who are doing a great job, we talk to every single person to guide us on the monitoring and that our food is distributed to all Syrians.
Mr. Belghazmi says over 1 million Syrians in Syria have been reached by the World Food Program. In spite of all efforts, however, he believes the situation is worsening.
So you have the whole effort, the donor community, the Arab League, everybody trying to find an appropriate solution. But I think the crisis and the complexity of this crisis, it is beyond a single power decision. And we are afraid that it may take some time. And I'm afraid that the winter will not be helpful.
Mr. Belghazmi spoke to reporters at a news conference in Geneva on Tuesday. Jerry Adams, United Nations.